So, this past year, I spent 7 months traveling the country, solo traveling. It was my first time really out of Baltimore. I grew up here. And about 2 months into my trip, I was in the Smoky Mountains, hiking, backpacking. And it was the first time that I really felt that true pull of loneliness, you know, rather than the sort of first freedom of chosen solitude. And, you know, sometimes you just wake up lonely, you know? And so I chose to hike, and that morning I had woken up to rain. But I decided to pick a moderate little trail that kind of went around a brook. And as I was rounding the first bend, I heard that first rush of natural water, and I began to cry. You know, I go to the mountains, I go to the woods to ground myself, right? To feel like myself. And I never really get out of there until I get taught something, you know, until that loneliness sort of wells up and gets the best of me in the worst and most wonderful ways. So I'm continuing my hike, and I see two figures in the distance, so obviously I quickly wipe the sobbing away from my face. And as I approach, I see an older couple, and they're applying bug repellent. And the woman offers some to me as I politely sort of say hello, and she says, "All natural, no DEET." And I politely decline and sort of nod and go on my merry way. And I instantly felt a ping of regret that these people were reaching out to me to connect to me, and I let it slide. Meeting new people, if you know me, that's one of my most favorite things. I love it, but that day, that overwhelming loneliness, it got to me. And I felt so bad that I didn't even stop to chat. I love meeting people on the trail. But I continued on. I was resting at a footbridge and listening to the water pass underneath me, and there the couple was again. The woman sat nearby, and she said, "It's such a beautiful day." And I looked up and around me at the rain and all of the wet trees, and I thought, you know what? It is. I think I love it. And finally, I said, "I'm from Baltimore. This is my first time in the Smokies, sort of trying to make conversation and finally connect." And they said, "Oh, well, we're actually from Asheville. We grew up hiking here." And I said, "Oh, Asheville, I'm traveling the country. That's where I'm going next." And they said, "Oh, well, what do you plan to do there?" And I said, "Oh, I'm not sure. You got any recommendations?" And they said, "Well, what do you like to do?" And all I could manage to say was, "Well, I like new things." And they began to rattle off sort of suggestions, finishing one another's sentences as they go. And as we start to part ways and I'm telling them more about my trip, I finally actually introduce myself. And I say, "My name is O'Malley." And they say, "My name is John." And she said her name was Kathy. And on again I went. And I'm finishing up my hike. I get around to the turnaround point. It's a beautiful waterfall. Again, more sort of cathartic crying. And as I'm turning back, my eyes peel up to a, "Hey, O'Malley, where you been?" And it's John and Kathy. We connect once more as we collide on our paths. And we talk more about travels, about hiking. I tell them more about my story and why I was traveling, interviewing young artists for 7 months. And the way that they listened, it was so compassionate and caring, and you could tell that they knew it had been a really hard year. Finally, Kathy looks to John and she smiles, gives a wink, and then looks at me and says, "O'Malley, I love to write songs, make up songs in my head and sing them to myself as I hike, and I wrote one about you. Would you like to hear it?" Now, I'm going to do a rendition of Kathy's song, but it might not be quite as good as hers, so bear with me. "Oh, my name is O'Malley. I come here from Baltimore, traveling the country. I want to see more and more, discover new people and see new things. And all of the people will join me to sing." Finally. I was so touched. And I told them, "I'm so glad I met you today." And Kathy looks me right in the eyes and said, "Someone is thinking of you on the trail. You inspire us." We talk a little more. We finally depart. And I don't even make it about 10 feet before the tears come back. But these tears weren't lonely anymore. They were warm, and they were freely given. Kathy and John didn't know that I woke up lonely that day. I woke up wrecked with worry. Time was weighing on me, and I wept. And I don't think they knew that they changed that either. And even now, as I'm telling this all to you, you know, they made me feel like I would be all right. I was going to be okay. And even as I tell you about them, I think I believe in myself again. Thank you.